Welcome back to the Mix Files. Our guest this week is Joyful Wave. I'm Cooter, your host for the Mix Files and also for Saturday Night Rocks live radio, big time radio show that airs on Mixstream Radio each Saturday night from usually somewhere around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time U.S. till usually somewhere around midnight. Once in a while, a little bit later, depending on how things are going. You're listening to us on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com, and we appreciate that you are. Joyful Wave is a maestro. And we talked some a few days back. And you're going to hear pretty good, well, actually a small portion of it. What fun this Mix Files gig is. Help me, Jesus. The Mix Files features a conversation with and music of a different Mixposure.com artist each week, and it airs during Saturday Night Rocks, conveniently enough. The Mix Files has its own page on Mixposure.com. Into your internet browser typeth Mixposure.com/Mix Files. That's one word, no spaces, no underlines, no hyphens, no one finger salutes, please. It'll take you directly to the page. All the artists who have been featured on the Mix Files have their Mix Files on that page available for streaming or downloading or both. Please stop by and leave us a comment sometime. That'd be appreciated. Here we go. Joyful Wave. Get ready. Tap your feet. Get comfortable. Here we go. How did you find Mixposure then?
Yes. How did I find Mixposure? Yes, I told you I was on this Looperman site. I'm still on this site.
Yes.
Found Devo Dale there. Let's think.
Maurice.
Oh, okay.
Maurice is on this side as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It was first. They were always discuss something in the forum there that they really want to have a chat room or something like this on Looperman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing. Then some people came and said, oh, go over to Mixposure.com. There's a chat room. We can chat all together now there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I went over there, meet people from Looperman in the chat room from Mixposure.
Cool.
we had fun there. They were not shows because Looperman is more, there are more people from Europe, you know? So there was no problem with this different time zones, you know.
That's really cool, man.
So we met there and had fun. Otto was playing, you know, and we had fun in the chat room, you know.
Yeah.
And, there I met some Mixposure people as well later, you know, because we were always there and having fun in the chat, you know. and was it Maurice? Was it Maurice or David who told me, come on, JW, make an account here on Mixposure, we want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I think when I met Maria, I still had no Mixposure account, you know? I'm not sure now, but I think I still, no, Hat? Okay.
Yeah, we both opened our accounts about the same time.
Okay, we make our accounts at the same time we both did. No, but I think I was about 3 months in chat with no having an account, you know, on Mixposure, you know, because I did not see the point in having one. I don't know. I was not really interested in the site. We were just sat chatting there in this chat room, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and then later I started listening to the live shows in the night, you know, late in the night for us, you know.
Yes.
Late in the night for you guys in USA. But we always had to stay up all night to listen to the live shows, you know.
Yeah.
This is what I really liked, because you were really involved into the shows, you know.
Yeah.
And I love these live shows, you know. Still do, you know.
I do too. And I appreciate you.
That's how I find Mixposure, you know.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. A lot of mistakes are happy mistakes.
Yeah.
ask you about Life is for Living, if you don't mind, JW.
Life is for Living. Yeah, okay. Like I told before, I was always into rock music and stuff, you know?
Yes.
And I really like rock music. You know, I don't do it myself anymore. Because my guitar is in the corner for more than 30 years now, you know?
Yeah.
and I think I could not play anymore because I'm not really practicing or nothing, you know?
Yes.
Sometimes it hangs on the wall just as a nice thing, you know?
Yeah, it's become a decoration almost.
I could not play the guitar anymore because
I
was not really that good, you know, and I think I would have need a lot of time now to come to the level I was, and I was not very good, you know. So I made this song out of samples, guitar samples.
Yes.
Stuff like this, you know, and drum samples, and programmed some keyboard to it, and I must remember because John Pete T-Bar, you know?
Yes.
Pete John T-Bar is the singer. Where I met this guy, on Looperman as well, I think, yes.
Okay.
I met this guy on Looperman as well. But I did other stuff before I wrote this song with Pete together, you know?
Oh!
Yes, yes. Life is for living. It was an instrumental first, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had no lyrics, I had nothing. It was an instrumental first I produced. And then later asked Pete to do vocals for it. And Marie wrote the lyrics. And I gave him the melody for the chorus. Because I had it in my mind already, and cannot remember. I think we recorded the chorus first before he sang the song, you know.
Yes.
So he had the melody for the chorus, but he did not really sing the melody from the chorus, which I really like today, because he just give how can I say it? His own interpretation to it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I really like, you know.
Yes, and you get heart when you do that.
He did a great job, and I like him very much. Yeah. I would love to work more with him because he's an outstanding singer, you know.
He certainly is.
And an outstanding guitarist as well, you know.
Yes. We'll be right back. Pages of My Past.
Pages of My Past. Pages of My Past. This was the a cappella I found first on Looperman, and I built this track around this a cappella.
Cool.
I really like this Parisha. Parisha is a very great singer, I must say, very talented. And you know about autotune, you know?
Know about what?
Autotune. A little program where you can...
Auto-tune. Yes, auto-tune. Yes. I'm sorry.
Auto-tune. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you put the notes in the right place where it should be, you know. And this girl, Farisha, don't need this auto-tune, really, you know, because I was listening to recordings without auto-tune, you know, on YouTube. I found some a cappellas where she... really recorded something without autotune. She's very talented. You know?
Yes.
I think she wants to make sure that every note fits on and is where it should be. You know.
Yeah.
That's why she used autotune. But you can hardly hear it in the song that there's autotune in, because she is nearly too good for autotune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I built this track around a cappella.
So what was the first thing that you added to it?
What was the first thing? It is always the beat, you know? It is always the kick. Because I have to synchronize this with the studio.
Yes.
I know about the BPM, you know, when I download it, you know? But when you put it into the program, you still have to adjust it that it really is synchronized with the metronome in the studio, you know.
Yes.
That you can use MIDI based stuff later on it easily, you know.
Right.
So you really have to synchronize it first with the studio. That's what I always do, you know.
Uh-huh.
When this is synchronized, you can change the tempo in whatever BPM you want later, you know.
Yes.
This is the benefits from doing it, from synchronize it, you know.
So you put in I guess the kick drum first, right?
Kick drum first, you know. Maybe it was the metronome first, yeah.
Uh-huh.
To really fit it to the BPM I want, you know.
Gotcha.
And,
yes.
Yes. Then I put the kick in. Then I start with the bass line, try to find the right notes that fits with her vocals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then start with some strings and synths and stuff, and later all these effects comes to it, and then I must mix it down and master it later.
Yes.
But this is the way I did this song, so I really built this song around the a cappella, you know.
Yeah.
So blind, past regrets and words wouldn't be enough to fix what I left behind. Spoken words without a meaning went in reverse in fear of bleeding. They
about Beautiful Summer? How did that? How did you and Joseph get together on that?
Oh, Kuda, it was just an instrumental, you know. And I wanted to play with some VST acoustic guitar, but nothing sounds better than the real guitar, you know. And I thought, I worked with Joseph before, and I must say, Joseph is one of the professional guys I ever met in my life, I must say. When I sent him something, two days later, I have something back, you know, and something really good, you know, not just, I have no time, I just do it now, you know.
Yeah.
No, it was clear for me before, when I sent him something, I will get something good, you know, something quality, you know, and I can trust him, you know, and he will not say, oh, I have no time, or don't say nothing, you know. I often have this experience, people say, oh, I want to do it, you know, when I ask them, but then you hear nothing for months, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the way I don't like it, you know. Yeah. Then I could stay in a band and go to the rehearsal room every week, and I know nothing will happen, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's why I say Joseph is really the professional guy I ever, the most professional guy I ever met in my life. And I love working with him.
Yeah.
Not always happen because he's very busy, you know. He collaborate with everyone, you know.
Oh yeah,
I like it. I like his stuff. I like his way, how he works and how he treat people, you know.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to music, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So this was an instrumental. It was an instrumental first, and just wanted to have this acoustic touch on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he did a great job. I love it.
I'll say he did.
Yeah. Baby Eye. Baby Eye was an instrumental, yes, first, mm-hmm. without vocals. And I found this a cappella on Dopamine again.
Yes.
It's a good site to find some good a cappellas, you know, and this guy is more based on dancehall reggae stuff normally.
Yes.
Yes, and he's putting his a cappellas up there, and I found these recordings were really quality, you know, and yes. That's why I used it. It's not really the a cappellas I prefer usually for my stuff, because it's, like I said, more dancehall reggae based vocal, you know.
Well, it works.
But later I found it really cool, and I sent him a copy, Mr. Shami. And he loved it, you know, and said, oh, go ahead, make whatever you want with my stuff. I love it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how this song came together. And I have a second one. This is Summer Jam Party with this same guy. And yes, he's really happy with what I do with his a cappellas. And now he is uploading a cappellas in the right tempo now, because I think he recognized that he is also very good for this dance style stuff, you know.
Yes.
So he's making a cappellas now that others also can do this dance stuff, you know. Because I often when I download these a cappellas, I need to change the tempo, because sometimes it's just 100 BPM or something, you know.
Yeah.
And this is too slow for a dance song, you know. So I first need to synchronize this a cappella, and then I change the speed of the a cappella to the right tempo, you know. And this was happened with this Baby Eye song as well, you know, because it was too slow and I had to speed it up, you know. And I was asking him in a private message if he is okay with this, because it sounds a bit maybe too fast, you know what I mean, because if you listen exactly to the song, you must be really good to sing it fast like this, you know. And if it is too fast and you think, oh, this is not a real recording, you know, then I don't like it maybe anymore.
Yeah.
Because it should sound naturally, you know. If you speed up too much, you know, more than 10 or 20% or more than 10 or 20 BPMs, it could sound unnatural, you know.
Yes.
Or the other way around, when you slow down the tempo, it's the same problem, you know. If you do too much, then it's not natural anymore, you know. And I was just asking him if he's okay with the result, you know, and he was very happy. And yes, I always do this. I need to change the tempo of the a cappellas, because when I have an already existing track, I need to fit the vocals in, you know.
Yes.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Girl, I wish I was next to you, but I just only want the best for you. That's why we cannot be together. Maybe one day when the stars align, I'll be back and you'll be mine. And I'll be with you forever. You know you were my world. You'll always be my girl. That's right, girl. I I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. Shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I don't wanna see you crying for me. No, no, baby, I don't want to shed a tear for me. No, 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 no. I. No, no.
Lost and found, because this okay. is really, this is really special.
Okay.
You heard this song? Yeah.
I have listened to everything you sent me. Yeah. JW.
What do you think? Is this a male vocal or a female vocal?
My guess was female.
Your guess was female. My guess is more like a little boy. But it's actually a male vocal.
That's interesting.
It's a male vocal. It was the same like I often have this. The instrumental I had first, you know, and I needed a vocal for it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Found it on Looperman again, you know, but then the notes were not really fit to the music, and then I had to pitch the a cappella up, you know, in tone.
Yes,
that's how it came out, you know, because it was not male vocal anymore, you know. Now for me it sounds like a little boy, like a 10 years old boy, you know?
Yeah. I tell you, when I first saw featuring D. Vickers, you know, you've got the E. Joyful Way, Lost and Found, featuring D. Vickers. Is
yes.
that, am I saying the name properly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I don't know the first name, but it's Derek Vickers. Yeah.
I had known someone from another music place who used the name Vickers. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's him. But then mm-hmm. as soon as I heard the voice, I said, no, that's not him. That's female, I think.
Yes,
so,
yes. I can give you the link later to the original a cappella.
Yeah.
You can have a listen to the original a cappella.
I'd like that, if you don't mind sending that to me. I'd like that link.
Look in my direction. Will you return my affection? I cry so hard. I want your attention. Someone look in my direction. I need some attention. I'm so tired.
I think I want to say something about Children's Hope.
Yes. Sure. Now, even if you would have said, no, I don't care to say anything about any of them, that one
because
I would ask you about.
Is a special one to me, you know.
Yes.
But, yes, I can tell you how I make these songs, you know, and how this came together, you know.
Yes. Well, let me hear about Children's Hope.
Children's Hope. Okay.
Yes, please.
Children's Hope, I think this was... I think I have no children, you know?
Okay.
And I think I will never have children, you know?
Okay.
I think now because for some reason. Children's Hope came together because I was thinking, what can I do for children? Because I have no children, you know? I would like to do something with children or for children, you know?
Yes.
And that was the basic idea of Children's Hope. And then I thought, okay, make it, try to do a track about children, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The title came later, Children's Hope, you know?
Yes.
But I just wanted to do something for children, you know? I wanted to dedicate this song to children, you know? This how this idea came, you know? And yes... What can I say? It was not really meant to be the project. What I did later with it, you know.
Right.
It was just this idea to me. I feel guilty. Let's do something, you know. Because if you have kids, you do all for your kids, you know.
Yes.
I don't have kids, so what can I do, you know?
Yeah.
And just. Donate money is not the thing I wanted to do, you know. I wanted to be comfort with myself.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And I was a producer already, and I thought, okay, then do it this way, you know. Just make a song for children, you know. It was the first idea, you know.
Yeah.
And then later I thought, okay, maybe you can do something with this, you know. Make a project, you know. And that was the start of this Music for the Kids thing, you know.
Now, Music for the Kids has a page on Mixposure.com, right?
Yes.
And that would be Mixposure.com/music with the little underline thing, four with the little underline thing, the little underline thing, kids.
Yes.
Okay.
/ at the end, yeah.
Yes. And then you guys are offering the CD. Or not the CD, but you're offering a download for sale.
Download still, yeah. You can download this whole album still on Mixposure. I'm not sure about this. What was it, Konaki site? The link is still available. We don't buy it from there, so I cannot try if you can still download there. But I think not. I think not because they stopped this when. you know, when there's no download or when there's no CD sold more than a half year, then they stop doing it, you know.
Ah, okay.
They delete the files, you know. Okay. Maybe the link is still available. It's on the page, Music for the Kids page, but I think if you try to buy it, then it's not available anymore.
Okay, so is there a way that somebody can still get it then?
As a hard copy, I think no. But on Mixposure, you can buy it from Mixposure, $15. It's the whole package, the double CD with 32 tracks in.
And that is the digital download?
That is, you will get a folder with all these tracks in, you know.
Okay. We got that covered. Anything else you want to say about Children's Hope before we move on?
Yeah, Children's Hope. I had really problems to write these lyrics down. I needed help, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's still not really the best way I did it, you know.
I don't know that. I don't see. I can only speak from my perspective, but I don't see anything wrong with that, JW.
Okay. What I don't like is hearing my voice.
My own voice,
you know. Cannot stand my own voice.
I think your voice is cool in there, man.
Cool, I don't know. Yes, other people tell me, but I don't know. You maybe have the same feeling when you hear your own voice, you know. It is. I don't just feel comfy with this.
Yeah.
But other people telling me, yes, sing. You have a great voice. You know?
Yeah, and you do. I don't see. It doesn't bother me. I think I have a crappy voice, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
You know, I can listen to it, and I can say, well, that's crappy, but I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I like singing. This is not the point, you know? I really love singing.
Yeah.
But when I listen to it later, then I always think, ooh, Jesus. Ooh, you know, you hear it different, you know, than other people hear it.
Yes, I do. I know what you're talking about.
Children, they will not thank us when we are old. I feel guilty for all charity for our children.
Is there anything that you'd like to say or talk about that we haven't talked about already?
Yes.
Fire away.
Yeah. Yes, I really want to say that I love Mixposure because of this fam thing we have there in chat. This is a thing I really like because next time you go into chat, you know the people already, you know their behavior, you know how to treat them, you know, and you know their music, you know, and you know the DJs, and this is what I really like, you know, because it's like having friends, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is to me.
That's really what I like.
It's not like having friends, it is having friends.
It is,
you know?
Having friends. You
yeah.
know? Thank you again for taking the time to doing mix files for me.
Oh,
it's the most pleasure for me, danke.
Thank you, and for me. I mean, the whole process of the mix files is a ton of fun for me. The whole process is a ton of fun. Some of it is a little bit tedious, but
and
the whole process.
I now understand why.
Yes, and
you
this
understand why when you do it.
This is the most fun. The conversation is the most fun to me. All right, we're good. I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, okay.
I love y'all. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Have a nice,
see you
Saturday. Nice day. Adi. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. Hope you enjoyed this. I know that Joyful Wave and I enjoyed doing it, and we had some company in doing so. My buddy Marie. It was a fun time. believe Joyful Wave and Marie and I'll be talking again soon. The Mix Files airs each week on Saturday Night Rocks, which comes to you on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com, and we appreciate that you're tuning in, or have tuned in, or are thinking about tuning in, or are still breathing. We appreciate that if you're not thinking about tuning in even. It's not difficult to find if you would like to tune in. Mixposure.com gets you to the website. Look across the, at the very top of the page, you'll see the very large Mixposure.com logo, as it should be, and then you'll see a menu directly below that. One of the choices will be radio. Hover over that rascal, and you'll see a little drop-down window, and there'll be a link to a radio player. Listen now. If you look on that same menu and go all the way to the right, you'll notice that the prized saved for last option on the menu is chat. There is a reason it is so highly regarded, because it is a lot of fun. If you've been in chat and you've hung around long enough to get to know some of the folks there, you know what I'm talking about. You might not pick up on that in a 15-second, trip through. It's a good place to meet some cool people. Hang around as you can, when you can, at your own convenience. I'm going to stop about that. We appreciate that you've been listening in. There are a few comments actually showing up on the Mix Files page, and it makes it worthwhile to do this. I appreciate that. Thank you kindly. Love you to pieces. See you next week with a new Mix Files and a new Saturday Night Rocks. The Mix Files, number 26.